This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The most famous bridge in the country today lies about 60 miles north of Seattle, Washington. It also lies partly in the water after last night's collapse. The bridge over the Skagit River had been declared functionally obsolete, which basically means old but not necessarily in bad enough shape to shut down. It's one of tens of thousands of bridges in this country that need repairs that we're just not doing, even though we know about it. Robert Meyer is the co-director of the Risk Management and Decision Processes Center at Wharton at the University of Pennsylvania. Bob, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
So here we are with another bridge collapsing, and yet it doesn't seem that there's any urgency about fixing the infrastructure in this country.
I'm not at all sort of surprised, unfortunately, that this happened. We have something like $2.2 trillion of repairs that tend to be needed. So in many cases, it's just a matter of time before these things happen.
Of course, problem is we don't have $2.5 trillion, do we?
No, we don't. That's definitely a problem that we have to face, and it's one that we collectively have to do. And unfortunately, it's a type of expenditure that's similar to the type of dilemma that we have maintaining our own households and maintaining our own health. Preventive maintenance is something which is an expenditure we don't like to have to lay out.
Okay, but you know what? I've got a list of like a dozen things at my house that really ought to be done to save me some money. Is that sort of what's going on in the government?
Pretty much. I think there's a tendency to kind of think that somehow or another the legislators who are out there are somehow different than just you and me making our day-to-day decisions. But a lot of the people who kind of postpones funding for bridge repair are probably the same people that drive around with underinflated tires and don't repair the roofs and so on. So it just carries over.
The problem, of course, is that when these bridges collapse, I mean, we were lucky yesterday, but in Minneapolis 5-6 years ago, you know, people died.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And what was particularly tragic about that was, of course, that, like in many of these others, there were warnings beforehand that this thing was structurally deficient. And as it turned out, the size of the cost of the maintenance on that was much smaller than what the cost would be in terms of replacing a whole bridge. And, of course, it would spare the lives of 13 people who died.
It does also seem that there is a tendency to build shiny new things, whether they're bridges or highways or whatever, at the expense of fixing up the rusty old ones.
I think we love to build bridges. We don't like to maintain them. And I think a lot of it has a political origin. We have an expression, an acronym is called NIMTU, not in my term of office. And I think that's often the way a lot of politicians think about the whole process, that it's sort of very easy to get votes on promises of building bridges, building new infrastructures. It's very difficult to get votes when it comes to spending taxpayer money to maintain them.
Where do we go then? I mean, we're not going to find $2.5 trillion to fix this, so what do we do?
Well, the sad part is that unfortunately, it takes the significant loss to trigger action. And I think that that's certainly not a good solution, where we're just going to have to wait to experience losses to all of a sudden trigger to motivate government to spend.
Sadly, we are prisoners of human nature, though, huh?
Absolutely.
Bob Meyer is the co-director of the Risk Management and Decision Processes Center at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business. Bob, thanks a bunch.
Thanks.